Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Have a great visit with our good friend Stephen Gaffney, the co-author of Honesty Sells, along with Colleen Francis. Steve was talking to us about the idea of the power of wrong, the power of being wrong. Stephen, I as we went to the break, I was saying that I wanted to talk about the dangers of being right. When I was taking flight instructions to learn how to be a pilot and to get other pilot certificates, had a great instructor. His name was Carl Frank. I like saying his name because he was a great instructor. Probably saved my life many times because of what he taught me. And one time he was giving me a scenario. He said, "Okay, Jim," he said, "what if you had this, and this in the situation, in the flight conditions and everything? What would you do? Would you go or no go?" I said, "I'd go." And he said, and he said, "Why?" I said, "Well, because," and of course I was a student. I was thinking of all the legal reasons why it was legal for me to go. I was within the limits, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, "That's the wrong answer." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Because you'd be dead."
Wow.
I said, "What do you mean I'd be dead?" I said, I can fly. These limits are good. He said, "Yeah." He said, "But what you have to understand in aviation is just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's safe." So I presumed that the law was going to keep me out of the rules were going to keep me out of trouble. And it's similar to me to presuming that you know what the customer wants.
Yeah, and it's very hard to come to terms that we are really wrong as much as we are, but let me give the listeners a couple tests to evaluate. Those of who are saying, "Oh, I'm very open to being wrong." Okay, I got an easy test for you. Tonight, find a radio station or TV station that has somebody that you politically disagree with,
yeah,
and see how long you can listen to them. You know,
when I'm talking
to audiences, I say, "I'm not even talking about agreeing. I'm saying just listening before you get so frustrated and turn the station."
Yeah, yeah.
The reality is, when we talk about being open-minded, but the truth is, as soon as somebody says something we don't really agree with, we actually go into the debate mode, and then we really shut them out. And in fact, it's a lot harder to come to terms with that we're as wrong as we really are. Here's another test, a really easy one. When was the last time, often we'll say to somebody, when was the last time you disagreed with somebody? You had a debate, and you walked away and thought, "You know what? They were right, and I was wrong."
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that to some folks who I'm trying to coach, they can't even come up with an example. In fact, the other day I said it to somebody, and they came up with an example that happened 10 years ago.
They had to go way back into the way back machine, didn't they?
Yeah. And so if this stuff sounds easy to talk about, but it's really harder to come to terms with. But again, it is really good news. And for the listeners that may want to
hear
on this,
by the way, that guy obviously wasn't married, because if he'd been married, he wouldn't have had to go back that far. Because only yesterday it would have been pointed out to him how wrong he was.
But you know, even on a personal front, Jim, how many couples have you met that are in trouble, and you watch how they interact, and they're both thinking that they're so self-righteous,
right?
And if they just become more humbled,
humble is hard, isn't it?
It is.
But when you're talking about this, there's another way of looking at this that I've learned about for the last little over 20 years as I started reading the work of Joel Barker. And if you've read any of Joel's work, he's the one who taught us about paradigms.
Yes.
And how paradigms get us derailed. Paradigms are what we see the world, the view that we see the world through, as you know, and how we get, we learn to be successful within those paradigms. But when the world changes, and we and our paradigms stay the same, we wind up getting an incorrect view of the world, and that's where the wrongness comes in.
Absolutely. And that's so we even need to question some of our paradigms, some of our assumptions.
Yep.
You know, and really looking at things and how that can be. You know, and I going back to even in the political world for a moment, you know, whatever somebody says, the Republicans will tend to slant it one way. The Democrats will slant it another way.
Right.
And then what we have is the budget crisis that we currently have.
That's right.
It's like somewhere along the line, we need to say, okay, let's knock it off. Not everybody can be right here. And let's work towards compromise. But this even deals with our own business.
Well, and see, this is what you're talking about is a lack of leadership.
Absolutely.
And so when you're talking to your customers, you need to say, okay, am I going to be my customer's seller, or am I going to help lead them to a better solution? So be a leader for your customers. What do you think about that, Stephen?
Absolutely. And one of the common things that even about leadership is we always look to say, well, and I've heard people say, well, I can't lead because I don't have the official position. Leadership is not about a position.
It's not a title.
It's about a way of being.
It's not a title. That's exactly right.
And so the good news is, absolutely, we need to lead our customers. And one of the ways to lead them is by really listening. And one of the ways to listen is to realize that we may be wrong. In fact, you know, if we walk away from an interaction and we did more talking than we did listening, chances are it's what's going on is we think we know more than the other person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also it comes back to something I said earlier. You need to not care what they say when you ask them the question. If you're really going to be a leader, if you're really going to serve them, you have to not care what they say and just help them. That's the long-term approach. Give us your website quickly, Stephen.
Yes, it's justbehonest.com. And if they send me an email via through the website, I'll send them the article about how to grow their business through the power of being wrong.
It's an outstanding one. I have it in front of me, folks. Thanks, Stephen. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.